2020, so we can go ahead and get started. Some announcements. Please place your phones on mute until such a time as you are presenting or asked to speak. When addressing the board, please announce your full name first and be sure to speak clearly. And please do not place your phone on hold or leave your audio unattended. If you need to leave the meeting, please hang up and then dial back using the conference line posted on the agenda to rejoin the teleconference. Meeting logistics. This meeting is held in compliance with Assembly Bill 361, which allows flexibility in Brown Act teleconferencing procedures as addressed by the board under Agenda Item 1E. The public is encouraged to participate in the meeting telephonically by dialing the conference line listed on the posted agenda. The public may submit written comments to the board by emailing publiccomment@innovationsandiego.org. The public may also provide comments telephonically during the public comment section of the meeting agenda. Reasonable accommodation will be provided for any individual with a disability. Please see the accommodations notice. And as required by state law, SB 126, this meeting will be audio recorded and posted on the charter school's website. Opening items. I will call this meeting of San Diego Workforce Innovation High School regular board meeting, operated by Western Education Corporation, a California nonprofit public benefit corporation, for Tuesday, February 8, 2022, at 12:20 to order. Roll call and establishment of quorum. Claudette Beck.
Here.
Frank Lucasa.
Here.
Dr. David Rathgaber.
Here.
You're all present and accounted for, and you have a quorum for today's meeting. Item C, Pledge of Allegiance. Dr. Rathgaber, will you please lead us in the pledge, and everyone else, please place your phones on mute.
Everyone, please stand. Place your right hand over your heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Dr. Rathgaber. Staff introduction, corporate officers.
Thank you, President Adams. Good afternoon, board. This is Jeff Brown, Chief Executive Officer.
Thank you.
Good afternoon, Jerry Vincent, Corporate Officer.
Thank you. And school staff.
Good afternoon. This is Lindsay Reese, Area Superintendent.
Thank you, Wendy.
Kevin Ogden, I'm the liaison to our authorizer, Borrego Springs Unified.
Thank you, Kevin.
Good afternoon. This is Jeff Martino, Vice President, Charter Relations.
Thank you, Jeff. And school legal counsel.
Good afternoon. Bill Thompson, legal counsel.
Thank you, Bill. And advisors who are supporting agenda items who are presenting.
Hi, Michelle Lopez, counsel with LLAC.
Thank you, Michelle. And any other staff who wish to introduce themselves at this time? Hearing none, moving on to item E, adopt resolution continuing Board of Directors' authority to hold virtual or teleconference meetings pursuant to Assembly Bill 361. That's Jeff Martino.
Thank you, President Adams and board members. In your board package, you will find the resolution for continuing Board of Directors' authority to hold virtual or teleconference meetings pursuant to Assembly Bill 361. Assembly Bill 361 was signed by Governor Newsom on September 16, 2021, and allows boards to continue to meet remotely as determined by majority vote during states of emergency as long as the board makes required findings every 30 days that meeting in person would present imminent risks to the health or safety of attendees. It is recommended the board make the required findings by adopting the enclosed board resolution. Are there any questions from the board?
Thank you. Any questions or comments from the board? Hearing none, may I hear a motion to approve Agenda Item 1E.
Claudia Beck, I'll make a motion to approve.
Thank you.
Frank Lucasa, I'll second that.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Roll call vote. Michael Adams is aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Frank Lucasa?
Aye.
Dr. David Rathgaber?
Aye.
That passes with 4 yes votes. May I hear a motion to approve action item 1F, approve agenda for the February 8, 2022 regular public meeting of the Board of Directors.
Claudia Beck, I'll make a motion to approve.
Thank you.
Frank Lacoste, I'll second.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Roll call vote. Michael Adams is aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Frank Lucasa?
Aye.
Dr. David Rathgeber?
Aye.
That passes with 4 yes votes. Item 2, public comment. At this time, members of the public may address the board on any item within the subject matter jurisdiction of the board, whether or not the item is on the agenda, by dialing the teleconference line listed on the posted agenda. The time allotted for presentation will not exceed 3 minutes, except in the case where a member of the public utilizes a translator, in which case the time allotted will not exceed 6 minutes. In accordance with the Brown Act, no action may occur at this time, but it is the board's prerogative to hold a brief discussion, provide information to the public, provide direction to staff, or schedule the matter for a future meeting. Are there any members of the public on the line at this time who would like to make comment? Hearing none, were there any written public comments presented to the board prior to the meeting?
Hi, this is Shelley Sams here to report that there were no members of the public who submitted written comment or have requested to speak.
Thank you, Shelley. Moving on to item 3, additional corporate officers and board members' observations and comments. Mr. Brown.
Thank you, President Adams. I really have no further comments. Back to you.
Thank you. Ms. Vincent?
Thank you for your efficient oversight of this meeting, and thank you, staff, for your attendance and contribution.
Thank you. Any board members have any observations or comments? Hearing none, we'll move on to item 4, closing item. Next regular board meeting is March 8, 2022 at 1:30 p.m. May I hear a motion to adjourn the meeting?
Claudette Beck, I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Thank you.
Frank Lucasa, I'll second that.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Roll call vote. Michael Adams is aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Frank Lucasa?
Aye.
Dr. David Rathgeber?
Aye.
That passes with 4 yes votes. We are adjourned.